Hi, this is Bobby Warren, and today we're talking with Pastor Richard Frazier of the Worcester Hope Center. It is October 2020, and it's kind of interesting, Pastor Rich, that earlier this year, you know, when the year first started, we were talking about having 2020 vision. One of the things you talked about with this 2020 vision was the ability to see problems and find solutions. And so 2020 offered you a lot of opportunities to see problems and find solutions. Why don't you catch us up how things have been going for the Worcester Hope Center in 2020?
Yeah. Hi, Bobby. Hey, thank you for having me here at the headquarters of the Worcester Media Group, right?
LLC.
LLC. At the home, the headquarters, you know, you've grown a lot since the last time I've been here. But yes, you know, when we sat here last year and we talked about 2020 vision, never in my wildest dreams could I imagine what was right in front of us or was going to happen. But you used a key word when you asked me the question. We've had opportunity, right? Due to the coronavirus, there's been a lot of opportunities to work on just helping people, doing a better job, whatever it may be. But I'm going to tell you right now, 2020, you know, it started off really well for the Hope Center. And then March came 31 weeks ago. And 31 weeks ago, we found out about this virus called coronavirus and COVID-19. And it changed our lives. It changed everybody's life. To all the people that have lost loved ones due to people dying from this virus, you know, my prayers are with you. But it changed us at the pantry. We had to really think on our feet. We didn't have time to like plan. The good thing about it is with us talking about 2020 vision was the one thing is we try to plan ahead. So we were prepared for something like this. You know, we had the food stored up. We had the volunteer base. We had the financial support. And so we were ready. We've tried different things. And you know, we found things that work, things that didn't work, things that we could do better. So we've learned from all of this. I can tell you that the drive-through pantry that we started because of COVID, we put that into operation a week before the governor actually said this is what we should be doing. So we were kind of ahead of the curve a little bit. So I thank God for guiding us and leading us. And I thank God for the support that we've had through this. I just have to tell you, Bobby, it's been a year that we probably will never forget. We always think back to where we were on 9/11. I know exactly where I was at. And I will never forget where I was at the day I found out about coronavirus, how it's going to change our lives.
Yeah, all of our lives have been changed, you know, somehow with social distancing, wearing masks. And, you know, we continue to learn, you know, more about the disease. They're trying to understand how it spreads and everything like that. You know, given everything that's been happening with the pandemic, how has that impacted your volunteers?
Well, that's a good question. You know, when it first happened, I remember sitting around with our regular volunteers and looking at each other. And you got to remember, we're 100% volunteers. So, you know, we have to really rely upon our volunteers. And our volunteer base was near that target area age, was the most vulnerable. And so they were very concerned, and I was concerned. And so a lot of our older volunteers kind of pulled back, and we said, that's okay. You know, God will take care of us. And what happened when that first took place, the governor closed down everything, you know, put us under kind of quarantine, and restaurants are closed. And a lot of people were hurting at that time. And that's why the pantry really took off. But the positive thing from that, if there was something positive, was that there was a lot of people that weren't working, but they still wanted to be on the front line and help. And they still wanted to be a part of making a difference in people's lives. And so we got tons of new volunteers coming down. And I mean, we got just all different kinds of people that coming down, men, women, teenagers, just coming down wanting to help. And it got to the point that we had to turn volunteers away on a regular basis. A daily basis, there was like 3 weeks straight where we had to turn volunteers away because we were just getting so many of them. And that's just a testament to this county and to the people of this county. I've always said Wayne County is you know, one of the best counties to live in, and I'm probably biased, but I truly believe that, you know, so the volunteers were like, this is incredible. You know, we're getting all these volunteers. Well, then the jobs started opening back up, right? And the restaurants, you could go eat in the restaurants, and everything started, the economy started coming back, and we saw a little bit of decline in the pantry, but we saw a major decline in the volunteer. And a lot of our regular volunteers, our older regular volunteers, they still have not come back yet because there's still a threat of coronavirus. We have just had enough volunteers, but we definitely need more volunteers at this point because a lot of people are back to work. And so they don't have the time to come down and volunteer with us. You know, if anybody can help, we definitely could use the help. Our shifts are Wednesdays. We have a volunteer shift from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. We have a volunteer shift on Thursdays from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. And we have a volunteer shift on Fridays from 9 a.m. to noon. And on Wednesdays and Fridays, our volunteer parking lot is across the street from our front parking lot in the back part of DNS. And DNS has been wonderful. Everybody over there that has worked with us, and all the way up to John Ansel, DNS has been a wonderful organization to work with. And they let us use the back part of their parking lot for our volunteers. Thursday nights, we have our volunteers park down at the Hard Hat restaurant, who have also been wonderful with us. They're not open in the evening, so it gives us an opportunity to have our volunteers use their parking lot as well. And so because we get so many people, we can't park the volunteers in with our regular clients. And so, again, thank you, DNS, and thank you to Hard Hat. But anybody that can come down and help, you know, we've had church groups, we've had local businesses send down employees, Western Reserve Group. The Western Reserve Group sends employees down. We're so thankful for that. We've had other organizations, other businesses over the last couple of years send people down, Certified Angus Beef. We got JLG coming down next week. And so, you know, it's a time that the businesses say, hey, you know what, we're going to pay these employees to go volunteer down there because we care about the community that we live in and we want to help pay it forward. And I really, truly appreciate that from all of us, you know, not just me at the Worcester Hope Center, but from all charitable organizations that that work with volunteers. We thank you for seeing that need. We also get youth groups coming down to help out schools. Before the pandemic, we've had St. Mary's and Wayne County Schools Career Center come down and bring classes down to volunteer. We've had the Wayndale baseball team come down and volunteer, and the College of Worcester lacrosse team come down and volunteer with us. And so it's been incredible. We have a men's recovery group home that is been coming down and volunteering with us every week right now. And then also, Bobby, another wonderful thing about the volunteers that really helped out during the summer in the last couple months and has been really such a huge asset the last couple weeks as our volunteer base has gone down is the National Guard. Every week we've had the National Guard down there helping out. And let me tell you, there were some days if we didn't have the National Guard there helping, we probably wouldn't have enough volunteers. So definitely, if you know anybody can come help, we truly could use the extra help.
You talked about how, you know, schools would send students to help you. Speaking of students and schools, how has all of this impacted your backpack of food program?
We all know the issue with the schools. I have three children in schools myself, and so it was kind of a roller coaster ride. I want to give a shout out to all the teachers and the superintendents and the principals. You guys are doing an amazing job right now because you don't know what to expect either. And I feel that you guys have been thrown into a lot of this just like we have at the pantry. But with our backpack of food program, last year we were in 13 elementary schools and serving about 1,400 bags of food per month. And it just came to a stop, just screeching stop as soon as the schools closed. Now, one school did continue, Norwayne Elementary. The principal would come down each week and pick up the bags, and he would deliver them, or he'd have staff help deliver those bags. to the students, and he did that the rest of the school year. And so we were very, very thankful for what he was doing. And so this year, when the time came to start the Backpack of Food program again for the schools, I kind of waited. I wanted to make sure schools weren't going to close right after they opened. So we usually started at the beginning of September. We waited to start until the beginning of October. And so we've been doing it for a couple weeks now. We're back in the schools. We're building up the recipients of the bags again. It takes time. It's going strong. I mean, you know, we got the schools involved. You know, we got Triway School District. We got Southeast School District. We got Worcester School District, Norwayne, and Rickman, all involved with our Backpack of Food program. And so we have a wonderful volunteer staff that that works on that each and every week. We have a lady from O'Huddle that works with us and helps us with Worcester schools. And it's been a really, really neat a neat time to see how people can work together, you know, with the masks and with the 6 feet apart. And, you know, like it or not, agree with it or not, you know, because, and that's the thing. I just told the people that volunteered at the Hope Center today, you know what? You may agree with it. You may not agree with it. You may like it. You may not like it. The point is that we need to learn to respect each other. And that's why you do or don't do something. Okay. And I said, it really has nothing to do with how you completely feel about it. I think that's where social media has kind of has taken over our lives, to where everyone thinks that just how you feel really matters more so than how somebody else feels. And I don't think that's true. So, but you know, the Backpack Food program is going strong. And one thing about our pantry, during those 31 weeks, we served over 15,000 different families, 15,000. And we served 1.2 million pounds of food during those 31 weeks. And well, actually probably a little more than that now, because that number was from about 2 weeks ago. So a little bit more than that. But we had, in the drive-through, we had a line, and you know where we're at down at Nichols Bakery, the old Nichols Bakery down there on Spruce Street. And we had a line that went around our building, 4 or 5 deep, around our building, down the side road, back up the side road, on our side of the alley, out onto Spruce Street, all the way up over the bridge, real close to up by Salvation Army, a couple of times. And they would be waiting in a 2-hour line to get food. That is the need that we had. And we're still at this, even this week, we are still 20 to 25% more than what we were a year ago, because the pandemic is still affecting people. No matter if you agree or what news station you listen to, you know, you may think it's worse or not. All I'm saying is there, it is impacting, it is affecting people, because I can tell you firsthand when things go well, and I can tell you firsthand when things don't go so well. I can tell you that our economy is improving, though, because I've seen certain people not there because they're back at jobs. I can see the housing market picking up. I hear about houses being sold all the time. So I see where we're heading in the right direction, and a lot of good things are happening. But 15,000 families, Bobby, and I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that we were there to help. We were asked to make sure to stay open during the time of coronavirus, during the pandemic, because they knew there was going to be a lot of people that needed food. And since we're the largest food pantry in Wayne County, you know, it'd be a big gap to fill if we weren't there. So again, thank you. Thank you to everybody that's helped support that, our volunteers and our donors, everybody. What a blessing.
You know, you talked about how, you know, you had the food there when people needed it. You've stocked up. You've been purchasing more food than normal. So you got some good news recently about a $75,000 matching grant from an anonymous donor that will help not only purchase food, you know, until, you know, something gives with this coronavirus, but I guess it will also help you with operations as well. Can you talk a little bit about the matching grant?
Yes. Can you believe it? $75,000, you know, matching. Someone just says, hey, we want to help. We want to be part of the difference making. And they donated the $75,000 matching. So what we need to do is I have October, November, and December to raise $75,000. If we receive $75,000 in donations during those 3 months, then we will receive the $75,000 from this other person, which would make it $150,000. Right now, even with the extra money things have cost lately, you're looking at covering our operations for everything for at least 15 months by raising $75,000. We have utility costs. There's maintenance costs on the building and on the equipment that we have, and forklifts, and I mean, lots of different things to help. We have the cost of food from certain places. Of course, we're not paying retail and we're not paying wholesale. We're paying a lot less, and we're very thankful for those opportunities. And then also we're thankful because of our partners like Smith, Frito-Lay, and Akron-Canton Regional Food Bank. We help keep it helps keep our operational costs down, because the food doesn't cost as much, or free, you know, which is the best four-letter word that you can have when you're in the pantry business, free. And so we're able to do all of this. For last year, we did 1.8 million pounds of food and about 18,000 families last year. And we did all that for, it was about 110,000, 115,000, something like that. And that was last year. And that included everything. That included all the costs of the food. That included all costs, utilities, the maintenance, everything in our building, everything that needed to run. The one thing it does include is payroll, because we don't have payroll. And that's the why it's so inexpensive compared to other places. And in no way are we any better. I'm not saying that. But all I'm saying is that it's more financially responsible, more fiscally responsible, I believe. John Ansel, he always talks about how you get your most bang for your buck when you give to the Worcester Hope Center. And he's right. And we are being frugal and doing the best we can. And so, but $75,000 matching grant, you can send a donation to Worcester Hope Center, P.O. Box 1204, Worcester, Ohio, 44691. Or you can log on to WorcesterHopeCenter.org, and there will be information there. But there's something else I want to talk to you about, Bobby. And I think you were going to get to this anyway, right?
I think so, because I've noticed that you've been using a hashtag, love for Wayne County, hashtag love for Wayne County. And so I was going to ask you about that. Can you talk about that a little bit?
Yeah. So hashtag love for Wayne County. This last year, I've always had a love for Wayne County. I mean, I've lived here. Like I said, I'm biased because I've lived here all my life. And I've always had a love for Wayne County. But I've watched this last 31 weeks, and I watched our frontline people. And I watched our policemen, emergency workers, nurses, doctors. I mean, I could go on. There's so many different people. I watched all these people and how they came together to work together to get us through this pandemic. It just, my love for Wayne County just grew even more. Because not every county has the resources that we have. Not every county has the type of people that we have. Are we perfect? No. But we may not be perfect, but we have a good group of people that work together. It's not about the money. It's about helping others. It's about loving our neighbors. And so I wanted to do something to tag along with the $75,000 donation challenge. And that was, you know what, love for Wayne County. When you're giving money to the Worcester Hope Center, you're showing love for Wayne County. Because out of those 15,000 families that we served in the last 31 weeks, 95% of them are from Wayne County. We do serve people from other counties. We don't make a big deal about it. We don't advertise outside the county and everything else. But we're not going to turn someone away if they need food. So, but about 95% of what we serve is in Wayne County. So when you give money to the Worcester Hope Center, you are fighting hunger in Wayne County. You are loving the people in Wayne County. You're showing love for Wayne County. You can have lots of things for Wayne County. You could have hate for Wayne County. You could have distrust for Wayne County. You could have whatever it may be for Wayne County. But what you need to have is love love for Wayne County. And so hashtag love for Wayne County. And you can also go to loveforwaynecounty.com, loveforwaynecounty.com. And there'll be information on there about the $75,000 matching donation challenge. There'll be information on there how to donate. There'll be a link on there if you want to donate with PayPal. You can donate with PayPal on there. You know, if you can, we prefer checks is you know, what we prefer, because PayPal takes a percentage of your donation. That if you want to use PayPal, hey, go ahead, please. I once again, that's just who I am. I'm frugal. So, you know, if I'm going to give $100, I want $100 to go to that organization. I don't want $98.50 or $97.50, whatever it is, to go to that organization. So I understand the world we live in, and the technology is easy, and PayPal is so quick. And so you can click on PayPal there. So loveforwaynecounty.com, and you're going to see hashtag love for Wayne County on a lot of different things coming up next few months, because with the year we've had, 2020, oh my goodness, I want to focus on the love. With everything that's going on in the world right now, with the, I don't know if you know this or not, but there's an election coming up. So, you know, I joke a little bit, but I don't know how someone wouldn't know there's an election coming up, because it seems like everything's about politics right now. And so everyone's divided. Everyone's divided. And don't get me wrong, I believe what I believe is right. And I believe that people that disagree with what I believe is wrong. But I don't have to dislike somebody for that. I don't have to call them out and call them an idiot for disliking, you know, or not agreeing with me. I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again. But hopefully the people that are listening to this understand that they've been wrong before, and they will be wrong again as well. And I think if we start to understand that, we can get further ahead, but it starts with love. We need to show love. And this isn't a sales pitch. This isn't some kind of catchphrase. It's truly, I want it to be a movement. Love for Wayne County, hashtag love for Wayne County. Let's start this movement. Let's just love Wayne County.
Well, I appreciate talking with you today and hearing about everything that's going on and how you demonstrated that 2020 vision. You talked about the elections, politics. You know, the podcast has not been about that. But going back to this idea about this love for Wayne County and how it's different, you know, here in Wayne County, you know, Democrats and Republicans can fight with each other all day over politics and policies, but they always come together, work together, side by side, co-laborers in trying to improve the lives of others. And so, like I said, Pastor Rich, thanks for being here. It's good to hear that the Worcester Hope Center is doing well. And, you know, if you can remind the people one more time, you know, where they can find out more about you, about the Worcester Hope Center and everything else going on.
Well, you can check us out on Facebook at the Worcester Hope Center Facebook page. You can go to our website, worcesterhopecenter.org. You can head to loveforwaynecounty.com. You can email me at rfrazier@worcesterhopecenter.org. You can call us at 330-683-2242, 330-683-2242, option one. You can come down, visit us at the Worcester Hope Center. Come see me. I just want to say thank you, Bobby, for this opportunity to share all this. And I want to say to everybody listening, really, don't give up on the love. Please, let us focus on that love right now with everything that we're going through in this country. And once again, this isn't about a political thing. This is just about humanity. We need to love. And it starts with loving those around us. And so I'm starting with love for Wayne County. And that's where we need to start. And then we can do the love for Ohio. And then we do the love for the United States and love for North America. And we can keep going, okay? But we need to focus on the love around us. Do you realize that each of us have people in our lives that we can interact with and help influence in a positive way? And by showing them love, love brings people confidence. You know, love opens up doors. Love will motivate people. We're missing this, okay? And I don't mean to turn this into a sermon, but we need the love. We need the love. I just want to say God bless each and every one of you, and I love you guys.
All right, that was Pastor Richard Frazier, director of the Worcester Hope Center. And if it's on your heart to volunteer or donate, so they can take full advantage of the $75,000 matching grant, we pray you do so. Thanks again. Take care.